This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
On Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, I welcome you. This is the weekly program of God's Message, which is broadcast locally at noon on Saturday, but you can access it anywhere and at any time through freefm.org.nz and through accessmedia.nz. I'm Albert Randall, your host. I begin today with a song which was written in German in the year 1680 by Joachim Neander and then translated into English in 1865. The lyrics are not in modern English, but they are full of deep truths and wonderful assurances about the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Fernando Ortega is the singer.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who wore all things so wondrously rare. Shelters thee under His wings, yes, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how all thy longings have been granted in what He ordained? Praise to the Lord, doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely His goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with His love He befriend.
Track, Fernando Ortega did not sing all the original lyrics, so I read them for you now. Praise to the Lord, who, when tempests their warfare are waging, who, when the elements madly around thee are raging, biddeth them cease, turneth their fury to peace, whirlwinds and waters assuaging. Praise to the Lord, who, when darkness of sin is abounding, who, when the godless do triumph, all virtue confounding, sheddeth his light, chaseth the horrors of night, saints with his mercy surrounding. This next song is also one of my favorites, about the love and the faithfulness of the living God. Fernando Ortega sings, "Great is thy faithfulness."
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see.
Introduced to that song over 60 years ago when my younger sister and I came to New Zealand and were taken in by a family of 7 children and their lovely parents, all whom I still look upon as my New Zealand family. We always gave thanks to God before a meal, but on Sunday before the midday meal, we would all sing together the refrain from that song, which is based on words from the Bible as written by the prophet Jeremiah. This is how he wrote his thoughts. It is through the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. Jeremiah knew the living, eternal God of creation long before Jesus came to earth, and because he knew that God is the holy God of justice, who must have a clean and perfect sacrifice to atone for sin, he placed his hope and trust in God. God sent his only Son to earth as the God-man, Jesus, to die on the cross at Calvary, to pay the penalty for the sin of every person who has and whoever will yet live on earth, which includes Jeremiah. The only way to God is through faith in Jesus Christ and the sacrifice which he made when he shed his blood and died on our behalf. The observance of the season of Easter acknowledges the fact that Jesus was crucified. But above all, it also acknowledges the fact that Jesus did not stay dead. Jesus Christ rose up from the dead on the third day. He is alive now and forevermore. And because Jesus is alive, he is going to return to the skies one day and take away to be with him forever every single person from down through time who has put their trust in and on him for the forgiveness of sin and for eternal life. The group Casting Crowns sing now about these wonderful events.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. He dwelt among men, my example is he. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering, anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands and healed nations stretched out on a tree, and the nails for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified. Sins far away, rising he justified.
Because I believe in Jesus and am trusting in the absolute completeness of his sacrifice on my behalf, I fully agree with the truths in the last song, and I say that it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Singing for me again is Casting Crowns.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove to more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove to more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove to more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Christ Jesus is the Son of God. He is the one who is alive forevermore, and He is the one who has redeemed me from the kingdom of Satan and sin. He is the one who has saved me from the penalty of my sin, and He is my Lord. My question to you today is this: can you say that? Because today this can become a reality in your life by acknowledging to Him your need of forgiveness for sin and of redemption from its penalty. I invite you to take the words of the next two songs as a prayer from your heart to Jesus. He is listening for you to call to Him so that He can make you one of His own, to give to you His eternal life. David Kaufman sings now Redeemer, Savior, Friend. Dan Christie and Nathan Knuckles will follow.
I know You had me on Your mind when You climbed up on that hill. For You saw me with eternal eyes while I was yet in sin. Redeemer, Savior, Friend. Every stripe upon Your battered back, every thorn that pierced Your brow,
every nail drove deep through guiltless hands. Said that your love knows no end. Redeemer, Savior, shelter me from sin. You're familiar with my weakness, devoted to the end. Redeemer, Savior, friend. And so the grace you poured upon my life will return to you in praise, and I will gladly lay down all my crowns for the name by which I'm saved. Redeemer, Savior, shelter me from sin. You're familiar with my weakness, devoted to the end. Redeemer, Savior, friend. Oh, Redeemer, redeem my heart again. Shelter me from sin. You're familiar with my weakness, devoted to the end. Redeemer, Savior, friend. Redeemer, Savior, friend.
Today, I spoke of the fact that Jesus is going to return to the skies of earth to take away, to be with him, everyone who has trusted in and on him for their salvation. In 1976, the gospel singer-songwriter Andre Crouch gave us the song called Soon and Very Soon. Linda Randall has put her slant on it, and she sings it now. Soon and Very Soon.
His blood and washed my sins, and he washed them all away. Yes, there's some of us who have laid down our lives, but we all shall live again. On the other side, oh, soon and
This is the sure hope of every believer in Jesus Christ, because it is He Himself who made the promise to His disciples before He died on the cross, when He said to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to Myself, so that where I am, there you will be also." Then, after His resurrection, as the disciples watched Him ascend back to heaven, two angels stood by them and said to them, "Why do you stand gazing up to the clouds? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven. I trust His word, and I know that He will do what He said He will do." John Starnes sings this song.
Well, a man came unto Jesus whose servant was sick. He was very much tormented. He said, "Lord, speak your healing quick, and so be it done." And departing, he knew that the Master of the ages just did what He said He will do. Lord, You will do what You said You would do.
What You said You would do.
And I know You'll take me
all the way through.
And what I don't understand, I'm gonna leave it in Your hands. Lord, You will do what You said You would do. An angel sound a trumpet and call an end to time? How can a brother saved by grace know such joy divine? Well, I can't understand it, but I know that it's true. Yet it still amazes me when He does what He said He would do. Lord, You will do what You said You would do.
What You said You would do.
In writing to the Christian believers in Corinth, the Apostle Paul said this, "God is faithful, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me, was not yes and no, but in Him was yes, because all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, to the glory of God." The next song is one that I do play often, but that is because I really am standing on the promises of God. And it is my desire that you also will know the wonder and the peace of sins forgiven. This is sung by Selah.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Thank you.
and secure from all alarm.
That song was the question, "Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" This question refers to the blood of Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, given by God Himself as the perfect sacrifice to take away the sin of the whole world. In God's Word, the Bible, we read this: Christ came, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with His own blood He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. In the sight of Holy God, every person who trusts in Jesus for the sacrifice which He made at Calvary is washed from the stain of sin. There is power in the blood of Jesus, wonder-working power, and it is available to you today. Fernando Ortega sings.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's power in the blood. 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 There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the snow. There's power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood.
have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men and women from the darkness of sin and death. Only Jesus offers the hope we need, because our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. This song is from Selah. The wonderful, eternal God could have thought up and devised such a wonderful way for the redemption and salvation of the souls of humanity. The Saviour suffered the most wicked fate on the cruelest creation of men, yet on that beautiful, terrible cross, Jesus did what only He could do. The group Selah sing about this beautiful, terrible cross.
There is a beautiful, terrible cross, where though you committed no sin, Savior, you suffered the most wicked fate on the cruelest creation of men. Yet on that beautiful, terrible cross, you did what only you could, turning that dark, inspired evil of hell into our soul's greatest good. We see the love that you showed us. We see the life that you lost. We bow in wonder and praise you for the beautiful, terrible cross. There on that beautiful, terrible cross, though darkness was strong on that hill, you remained sovereign, Lord, still in control, as your perfect plan was fulfilled. We see the love that you showed.
Bible, in the letter which the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christian believers in the city of Philippi, we read this: Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This song, You Are the Lord Most High, is sung by Michael W. Smith.
Thank you.
living eternal God is the God of love. That is why he gave his only Son to die and to take away the sin of everyone who believes on him. But God is also the God of justice and holiness, which is why he must punish sin. It is not his pleasure or his desire to send people into eternal darkness and separation of hell, but rather that they should acknowledge their sin to him now and receive his eternal life with him in his glory. What is hindering you from opening your heart to him today? He is calling out your name. I'm Albert Randall.
He's the Lord of every season. He's the master of all time. And he's come to sow his seeds in this field of humankind. The eternal word of heaven is among us in this place. And if you have ears to listen, you can hear him call your name. He's calling out your name. He's calling out your name. If you have ears to listen, he's calling out your name. He's the Father of all mercy, and your silent prayer's been heard. He will satisfy the thirsty by the water of his word. The bread of life is broken, Jesus is proclaimed. May your eyes be open to the one who calls your name. He's calling out your name. He's calling out your name. If you have ears to listen, he's calling out your name.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.